The year 2123. The world? Different. How different? Well, would you believe it has been almost entirely taken over by cyborgs? Yes, it's true. Cyborgs walk among us, and complete tasks that the human race is either unable, or in some cases, such as the sewer leakage problem of 2146, unwilling to handle themselves. Each one a distinct personality. Each one able to lift a man exceeding 900 pounds and carry him across town to meet with an anorexic cheerleader he met on Facebook to see if sparks will fly, then carry him back home again in time to challenge his friend Bubba to a duel on the new hit game entitled Black Rabbi Massacre on PlayStation 48. Yes, each cyborg truly making the seemingly impossible very doable. A truly remarkable existence for any such being. Except for one. His name? Robert. His last name, Ott, with two T's. Yes, he's here with me now. Say hi to the people, Rob.
Hello, people.
Yes, Rob Ott is truly a remarkable cyborg indeed.
Thanks a lot.
Rob's problem, however, is that he's always felt different and craved a simpler life. This is not uncommon for a cyborg to feel this way, and most can overcome these strong desires and lead relatively productive lives after some treatment. Rob, however, has had no such treatment. Instead, he has dedicated his life to gaining access to a time portal that would transport him back in time. He's waited for years for the day that the time portal would be stationed at such a position that his trip could occur, and today is that day. At this very moment, he stands in front of the entire time stream, ready to make his voyage. He looks at the futuristic city that birthed him for the last time and replays the memories from his memory bank. He remembers growing up in a broken home. It had been that way ever since a runaway train had careened through his living room. He remembers his older sister picking on him. It was her personal way of toughening him up. That and he was always spilling her favorite food all over himself at dinner time. Growing up was hard for him, being one of only 217 children. His other memories include graduation day, his first marriage, his first divorce, then his second marriage followed by his first annulment. He also remembers fondly the death of his mother. As his memories replayed, he almost didn't want to leave this place, but he knew it wasn't for him. He wasn't exactly sure what he was hoping for, just something different, and he wanted this for so long that there was no risk he was unwilling to take to get it, including jumping blindly into the time stream and just waiting to see what happens. From all his research, he knew he would likely go far back into the past when society's individual life pace was greatly slower and not much would be expected of him. He was hoping before humans existed, and he would be able to relax and take it easy in the sun. It was a half-thought plan at best. More effort went into most children's early-level geometry homework than went into this plan. Rob knew it was a risk, but assumed it would all work out for him if he just followed his metallic heart. As he swallowed his doubts and a 5-ounce jar of engine oil, he stepped into the time stream. He prayed this stream, unlike the last he had experienced, contained zero speedboats that, for a variety of reasons, failed to see him snorkeling in the high-speed currents and would remain unscathed and would still remember how to speak German afterward. Yes, folks, it's a sad tale. These were his hopes, these were his dreams, but none of which came true. Instead, he was greeted with the following.